טוב, יום שלישי בשבת, פרשת שמות. We are in פרק ג' פסוק א'. Now this is another very heavily misquoted. Remember what I told you, the number one misquoted פסוק in תנ"ך? הבל הבלים. Why is it misquoted? It's הבל הבלים, not הבל הבלים. This is another heavily misquoted פסוק in תנ"ך. Look at the טעמים. And there's songs about this. לכל זמן, there is, everything has a time. Which ta'am do you see under the ziman? Atnach. What does atnach mean?
Stop.
Ve'et lechol chefetz tachat ha-shamayim. And there is a time for every object under the sun. Many people say, lakol zman va'et. It's wrong. Ma pitom. Lakol zman. Pause. Ve'et lechol chefetz tachat ha-shamayim. Hebanta? That's the very... I have this issue, like when people misquote psukim, wrong nekudot, wrong ta'amim, and stuff like that, especially in drashot, it's very, very hard for me to listen to anything afterwards. I kind of like tune out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's hard for me, I don't know. Anyway, so Shlomo HaMelech is now going to say that although... Why, this is a follow-up to the previous chapter, and Shlomo HaMelech has been speaking heavily... Havel, havel, right? Everything's hevel utruach, everything's nonsense, everything's futile. Now Shlomo HaMelech is going to say, but you got to be balanced. That's the one of the most important things in life, especially as a Jew, is you got to be normal. You got to know that everything has a time and place. You know, there's also Mishnah, very similar Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah says, Al tehibaz lechol adam. Do not denigrate. Do not look down at any person. Alti mafliq lechol davar, and don't look down at anything. Why? She'en lecha adam she'en lo sha'a. Every person has their time to shine. Every single person, every single Jew has their time to shine. So even over here, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, don't look down. Even though I'm saying hevel hevel, everything has a time and place. And now he's going to say, and now there's many psukim, and he goes from, you know, he's going to speak about polar opposites. Bit, says the pasuk. Ait laledet ve'ait lamut. There's a time to be born and a time to die. Yeah? What does he mean? Not only a time, the time comes, but everything has a time that it takes. How long does it take to get born? 9 months. How long does it take to die? However long Hashem decides. David HaMelech writes in Tehilim, Yemei shenotenu bahem 70 shana. How long did David HaMelech live? 70 years. Ve'im bigvurot, if you're really mighty, shemonim shana, 80. If you're mighty, 80 years. Now he says,
good morning.
He says, et la ta'at, there is a time to plant, ve'et la akor natua, and there is a time to uproot what you have planted. Yeah? Meaning, he's talking about Rabbi Rashi HaKadosh says, he's not only talking about, you know, agriculture, you know, trees and vegetables. He's talking about even empires. There's a time to start civilizations. There's a time to start communities. There's a time to start nations. And where are a lot of those civilizations and a lot of those societies today? Where's Bavin? Where's Rome? Where's Greece? Ephraim? Museums. Anyway, that's the only place you're going to find them. And history books. Yeah, Chavo.
Between et and zman.
Zman means a time. Et means the time it takes for something. Meaning a set time is time. I think probably the art scroll would translate the same way, right?
Like duration?
Yes, good.
Yeah, it says time.
Yeah. But duration is the proper thing. Everything has a time, meaning start and end, and duration for how long, a duration for how it's supposed to last. I like that one. Now, it says like this. Gimal. Et laharog ve'et lirpo. There's a time to kill, a time to heal. Et lifrotz ve'et livnot. There's a time to breach, and there's a time to build. What's he talking about? Rashi HaKadosh says, there are sometimes when even an entire nation has to be wiped out. We know there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ush eritech yaharog. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and decimate nations. We know. You know, Yeshaya Navi, and we find in different Nevi'im that speak about the nations that messed with Am Yisrael, Mitzrayim, and Bavel, and Edom, their day is going to come. Hashem is going to wipe them out. Ve'et lerape, a time to heal, meaning even by Mitzrayim, which Hakadosh Baruch Hu, there's a pasuk also in Yeshaya. Ve'shavu ad Hashem v'ne'aitar la'im ulfa'am. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will heal them. Et lifrotz, a time to breach. What's that talking about? It's talking about Yerushalayim. Even Yerushalayim, the city of gold, the city of Am Yisrael, there came a time where the walls of Yerushalayim have to be breached. And when's the time to build it? Ve'et livnot? Yimot HaMashiach. Mashiach is going to come, Hashem is going to rebuild the ruins of Yerushalayim.
Yeah, I see that, like, that from Pasuk Bet, it goes from like the positive like, to the negative, like,
yeah.
Born and then die. But then Pasuk Gimel, it goes out like to kill and then to heal. It goes, yeah, from the negative to the positive.
That's a very good question. There's for sure a reason. That is a very good question. And is that consistent until the end of the period? No, it's not. It keeps on switching off. From chet, it goes back to positive. So there's obviously a reason here, we just got to look for it. But I like that observation. Let's keep going through the psukim, see if we come up with anything. So now we're in the negative, right? Now, pasuk dalet. Et livkot, ve'et lishok. There's a time to cry and a time to laugh. Et sifot ve'et rekod. There's a time to eulogize and a time to dance. Now, it's interesting, many of the things that Shlomo HaMelech says, you wouldn't have... What would you think is the opposite of, you know, yes, crying, laughing, eulogizing, dancing. It's very interesting how he puts those as the, yeah. So, the time to cry, Tisha B'Av, the time to laugh is what? La'atid lavo. You know, the Gemara says, Amar Esh Lakish, Asu le'adam shiyemale sechok piv ba'onam hazeh. One of the most important things in Avodat Hashem that everybody speaks about all the time is Simcha. Avodat Hashem b'Simcha. You got to be happy. There's a difference between happiness and laughter. Laughter is a sign of happiness. Okay? But not necessarily if a person's not laughing doesn't mean he's not happy. Joy, happiness is an internal feeling. Now, it doesn't mean a person's got to laugh, a person has to smile, a person has to be social. These are all normal things. And if you see a guy who never smiles, a guy who never laughs, that's not besidr. But it has to be balanced. What's the balance? The Gemara says, Asu le'adam shiyemale sechok pi ba'olam hazeh. You know, sometimes people let loose in laughter and they like roll uncontrollable laughter. The Gemara says that's prohibited ba'olam hazeh. How do we know? Even at times of joy. Why? The pasuk says, "Az yimale sechok pinu." Then, the laughter of our mouth will be filled. Our mouth will be filled with laughter. Yeah. When's then? Na'olam haba. Right now. How can a person allow himself to fill his mouth with laughter when the Beit HaMikdash lies in ruins? So you have to realize there's something to that also. You have to laugh. You have to smile. You have to be personal. But realize that we're living in an incomplete world, and the world will only gain its completion by Biyat HaMashiach, Binyan Beit HaMikdash, and transcending into Olam Haba. The time to eulogize is during Avelut. The time to dance is by Simchat Chatan Bekala, Simchat Bar Mitzvah, Simchat Mitzvah. Yeah, there has to be. Kadosh Baruch Hu does a tremendous chesed. We learn from Yaakov Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of forgetfulness. Can you imagine? We never forgot. If a person wouldn't forget, if we didn't have that gift, a person would never be able to celebrate anything. You know? So these are, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts us in situation. He guides us with these gifts in order to be able for us to continue our day-to-day lives. Now the next pasuk is very interesting. He says like this, Et la'shlich avanim ve'et kenos avanim. There's a time to throw rocks, there's a time to gather rocks. What's he talking about? Oh, so the Rashi HaKadosh says, the rocks, there's different pshatim, but the rocks over here is speaking about Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and Am Yisrael live inside. Avanim. Avanim is a reference to, what's Yerushalayim, the Chomot, the walls of Yerushalayim are built from what? Stones. It's a reference to the walls of Yerushalayim and Am Yisrael who dwells inside. There's a time to throw it away. Meaning what? That's the galut. That's the churban Beit HaMikdash. And there's a time to collect those stones. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to use the same stones that Yerushalayim was made of to begin with. He's going to collect them and make and build it up again. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to collect Am Yisrael from the galut, bring them back, and build it the way it was. Et lachavok ve'et lirchok mechabek. There's a time to hug, and there's a time to distance from hugging.
So all this is while Beit HaMikdash is standing, the first Beit HaMikdash.
Saying Beruach HaKodesh. Yeah, Shlomo HaMelech just built the Beit HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. He just built it, but everybody knew. There's already Nevuah, Yaakov Avinu, and Yosef, Binyamin. We already see from Parashat Vayigash that Yosef cried on Binyamin. One of the Pshatim that Yosef cried on Binyamin is because he knew the Beit HaMikdash was in whose territory? Binyamin. Although Yerushalayim was in Yehuda, very interesting thing that there was a sliver of the territory of Binyamin that jutted into Yehuda, and the Beit HaMikdash was built on the territory of Binyamin, and Yosef cried on him copiously because he saw Beruach HaKodesh that the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed. So everybody knew that the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed twice. So Shlomo HaMelech saying, know that it's coming. So what's this thing with hugging and pushing away? What's the hugging time? Yeah? It's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hugs us all the time, but sometimes because of our avonot, Hashem has to push us away a little bit. Although He loves us. You know, even when you love a person, are you constantly hugging them? Can you get upset at a person you love? So, of course. Not only that, you know, the saying goes, we hurt those we love the most. You know that? Because you're closest to them, and you always interact with them, so you hurt them the most. The closest that anybody could ever be is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Am Yisrael, and the love that we're supposed to have to Him, is supposed to transcend any physical, human form of love. And because of that, because we're so close, we also make HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry sometimes. The Gemara learns out, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Simolo tachat leroshi v'yimino techabekeni. Le'olam tehe simol docha v'yimin mekarevet. It's Gemara in Sotah Daf Mem Zayin. When you push away a person, push him away with the left hand, but at the same time, bring him closer with the right. Which means you never push away a person with two hands. Because when you push away a person with two hands, there's a chance he'll never come back. And the Gemara gives a few examples. Gehazi, the Shamash of Elisha Anavi, Yeshu, Yimach Shemo, also was pushed away with two hands. That was a mistake. And Am Yisrael suffered tremendously as a result of these mistakes. So even, and we learn that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes us away. But even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes us into Galut, Hashem says, Imo Anochi Bitzara. Hashem says, I'm not only sending you into Galut, Kavyachol Hashem says, I'm sending myself into Galut with you. Understand? That's it. So we'll hold it up over here. Bezat Hashem will continue tomorrow with Pasuk Vav. Have a wonderful day. Atzlacha Rabbah.